News for and about North Central Pennsylvania is next.
Monday, July 31st. Good day. I'm Jerry Miller with this report of Black Forest Broadcasting News.
The best things in life are free, just like this annual Potter County Fair in Millport. Don't miss the animal shows, fair rides, crowning of the Potter County Fair Queen, demonstrations, great live music, and of course, the food you can only get at the fair. All the excitement happens this week through 10 p.m. Saturday, when Riser's fireworks light up the sky. Everyone from the Potter County Fair Association encourages you to come out for some good old-fashioned fun and wishes best of luck to all participating in this year's Potter County Fair.
Penn State says it'll be partly sunny today with a high of 83. Chance of some showers tonight, slight chance, an overnight low of 57. Partly sunny tomorrow, high of 82. Slight chance of showers tomorrow night, a low of 59. And on Wednesday, chance of showers with a high around 83. It is July 31st. And on this day in 1972, Thomas Eagleton, the Democratic vice presidential candidate, withdrew from the ticket with presidential candidate George McGovern following disclosure that Eagleton had once undergone psychiatric treatment for depression. Eagleton was replaced by Sergeant Shriver of the Kennedy family, who incidentally was the only Democratic vice presidential nominee who did not serve in Congress at any point in his or her career. In today's news, Powder Sport Bay State Police are looking for a vehicle which bumped an ATV last week on Schoolhouse Road in Bingham Township. State Police at Countersport just released the details over the weekend about that collision occurring last Sunday afternoon. Troopers say that Anthony McCandless of Philadelphia was operating a Sportsman 500 on the dirt Schoolhouse Road when an unknown vehicle hit the rear of his machine, causing it to overturn and eject him onto the ground. He was taken to Jones Memorial Hospital in Wellsville for treatment of neck, back, and head injuries. Police say the driver of the vehicle did not stop and continued in a northern direction. It's described as being a red 1980s-style truck with an unknown male driver. Minor injuries were reported for a juvenile passenger involved in a collision Friday night on the Million Dollar Highway in St. Mary's. Troopers at Ridgeway say the collision occurred when Roy Christ of Ridgeway had stopped on Route 255 in the northbound lane for a solid red light with the intersection of Arbutus Lane, and his Ford Taurus was struck in the rear by a Jeep Wrangler driven by Michael Penelvert of St. Mary's. Both drivers escaped injury, but a child riding in the Christ unit suffered a slight injury but did not require treatment at a medical facility. Penelvert has been cited for reckless driving in connection to that collision. Powder Sport Bay State Police are investigating several drug crimes. Authorities say that they were called to a house in the 200 block of Rocky Lane in Ulysses Township on the afternoon of June 28th and allegedly found 9 marijuana plants growing on the property occupied by a male from Powder Sport and a female also from Powder Sport. And police claim they also found drug paraphernalia as a result of the search. A 33-year-old Gailton man and a 24-year-old Gailton woman are facing charges of possessing drug paraphernalia. Powder Sport Bay State Police say when they investigated a report of an erratic driver on Pine Street in Gailton Borough on the evening of July 12th, they found the pair in possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia. A search of their home at 102 Pine Street, Gailton, also yielded drug paraphernalia, according to authorities. And 22-year-old David Smythe Jr. of Countersport has been charged with possessing drug paraphernalia. Troopers say that when they stopped him on Route 44 North in Hebron Township Friday night, they found him in possession of a pot pipe. A 16-year-old Austin girl is being prosecuted through juvenile probation for possessing drug paraphernalia. Authorities claim that the 16-year-old girl was found in possession of a pipe while at 108 Allegheny Avenue in Countersport on the night of June 27th. A theft occurring on Route 153 in Horton Township, Elk County, between July 8th 18th, and this past Saturday is being investigated by troopers at the Ridgeway Barracks. Thieves took a 500-pound propane tank from a camp owned by Franklin Fosbrink of Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania, during that period of time. Anyone with information is asked to call the Ridgeway Barracks at 814-776-6136. And an attempted burglary on Foster Street in Austin Borough remains under investigation by Countersport Bay State Police. Sometime between last Wednesday and Friday, someone tried to break into the home of Kathleen Parsons. The investigation is continuing, and anyone who can shed light on the crime is asked to call Countersport Bay State Police at 814-274-8690. State Police at Mansfield have cited Sky King Fireworks on Route 287 in Tioga Township for violating false alarms laws. Troopers say that over the past 12 months, the business's security system has issued 3 false alarms in violation of state law.
Black Forest Weather Observer Tony Parati says our high yesterday was 79. Overnight low was 53. There was no new precipitation to report. Sunrise this last day of July was at 6:05 a.m. Sunset will be at 8:35 p.m. That'll give us 14 hours and 30 minutes of daylight. You're up to date now with Black Forest Broadcasting News. I'm Jerry Miller. Thanks for joining us.